a tough test, but you certainly came through it.
Yeah, I actually thought the first half, albeit it was goalless, I thought it was a really good game of football. Both teams were fairly open in terms of trying to hurt the opposition's backline. As I said, I thought our shape was very, very good the first half. The second half was great in terms of getting off to Dom scoring his first goal of the season. He's been magnificent in terms of his assists, so it's very pleasing on that side. And then the combination again from Dom and Ewan Murray to get the second goal at a time, you know, when you're thinking Hearts are going to look to get back into the game, it was very encouraging.
Players showed no fear.
Can I stop you a minute? Can you spread it a bit?
I'll just shout. The players showed no fear despite the fact, you know, Hearts' the stature and expectations.
I think what they showed was a respect, but like a belief in themselves, and that's important to me. They're a very good side. They've got a very, very strong squad, and it was going to be a marker for us in terms of where we're at. You know, I keep saying that we've got players now that I think there's a lot of development in, and not only just a starting 11. I think there's potential. You know, when you look at our bench tonight, that there were possible game changers as well. So that side alone is very pleasing for where we're at as a club at the moment.
So what does that marker tell you now that you've beaten the team that everyone was expecting to romp this
league? No, they think Hearts are still favourites for the league, and I'm not taking nothing away from us as a team. If, you know, the Championship can be a very, very unforgiving league, and within a couple of games you can find yourself at the other end of the table. We've learned that from experience as well, so we'll very much enjoy the weekend. But you know, as I say, Hearts are a strong side, and they will be the ones up there, you know, that we've got to be challenging at the end of the season.
Talking about your boys with potential, and that wee spell where you get the two goals, the boy, Kerr McInroy, really put himself about and was really involved, wasn't he?
Kerr was, you know, he was a player that I seen a good few years ago when I first come back up to Dunfermline in the reserve game, and I think he's got a cultured left foot. Physically, you can see that he's not frightened of the game at this level as well, and he's very, very, very good on the ball in terms of his weighty pass, vision and things like that. So I thought, you know, I'm not just singling Kerr out, I thought Declan and Kyle, the way they led the line today, were magnificent to set the tone for the rest of the team.
It was a fantastic performance,
two to hold out for the last 10 minutes. It was, and I think in the second half what we've seen was Robbie changed his formation a number of times, and different questions were asked of us. The first half was in, you know, two teams going at each other, and our shape was good. The second half, I've just given them a massive pat in the back, because football's not about just getting after a man in certain manners. You've got to try and kill space at certain times, and Hearts definitely put us under the cosh towards the end of the game there. So on that side, I thought their game management was very good tonight, and as I say, it helped us getting over that winning line. That's another good. It's a nice record to put that one to bed. But as I say, it's not getting carried away. It's a great one for our supporters. You know, everybody will be watching that on telly tonight. But it's massive for the club in that respect, because you know we're desperate. It's a different feeling again when you're playing out there tonight in a game of that magnitude. But I'm sure the supporters have enjoyed that tonight, watching it from home.
It's the kind of night you really wish your fans were here, though.
You do, Bill. And sadly, at this time, with what we're facing, it's not just ourselves, that things that you take for granted in life. You know, everybody's longing for them to come back. So, as I say, it's great that we have managed to win a game on telly where the fans will get excited with it. But we're just hopeful that the fans are going to come back sometime soon.
Thanks, David. Well done.
Cheers. Thank you.
David, thanks.
David.